Penguin Random House Audio presents Devil's Cut by J.R. Ward. Read for you by Alexander Sendes. Note from the author. It has been such a privilege to write about my adopted home state, its proud history of bourbon making, and these wonderful, complicated, and sometimes broken people who live and work at Easterly. This series was born of my old-school love for the television show Dynasty, fueled by my deep reverence for Kentucky, and directed by my fascination for how people and families evolve through stressful times. As a New Englander who was transplanted from one commonwealth to another, I had a hard adjustment in the beginning. Now, well over a decade later, I can truly say that I can't imagine living anywhere else but here. The NCAA basketball tournament is happening right now, for example, and I have a huge TV set up in the foyer with six sofas and coffee tables arranged around it. The entire house is dismantled, and yesterday, a big crowd of friends was screaming and yelling at the games. There was also a boxing match in the basement during one halftime that resulted in a busted lip, as well as ping pong grudge matches that were nearly as bloody as the boxing. This kind of devotion to a college sport would have been unthinkable before I moved here. And what a joy and sorrow it is to me. My beloved Cardinals did not advance. The making of bourbon requires time and temperature. After the nascent alcohol is put into the charred barrels, it is stored in uninsulated conditions in the rack houses and left to interact with the caramelized sugars of the oak over the heat and the cold of the seasons. This dance and the alchemy that ensues is what gives bourbon its beautiful color and is part of how it gets that special taste. I've often thought